It's evening. We find Jack Flanders flipping through his address book. He picks up the telephone and dials.
Armadillo Bistro and Cabaret.
I'd like to speak to Mojo.
Mojo Sam, the you-do man?
The same. Who am I talking to?
I'm the boss, Samantha James. People call me Sam.
Oh, this is Jack Flanders.
Jack Flanders? The Jack Flanders? You're nearly a legend here in Coyote.
Really?
Yeah, Mojo told us lots of stories about you.
I can imagine.
I bet you can. Some of them were real whoppers. Those stories kept us from getting cabin fever on many a winter's night.
Well, is he around?
No, he's back in Philadelphia. He had to help a friend with some voodoo mumbo-jumbo. He's probably the only known human being in the world who's got the recipe for that love potion number 9. You know Mojo.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get his number. Hang on. Maria! Donde está el número por teléfono por Mojo?
Hello?
Mojo, it's me, Jack.
Jack, where are you?
Inverness.
Scotland?
No. You remember years ago I told you about the mansion with the 3 towers?
I thought you said there were 4.
Well, yeah, now and then.
Well, what are you doing back there?
Well, my aunt passed on.
Oh man, sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, I'm the sole heir.
So you inherited the place?
Yeah, the place. And all its problems.
So that's why you're calling me.
Well,
I'm listening.
There's a kind of weird energy in the air. It's like spewing up from the ground.
Is it natural or unnatural?
I don't know. Mojo, have you ever heard of a Gnath?
Like the Gnath Book of Records?
No, not Guinness. Gnath.
No, I'd never heard of that one.
Well, my aunt had a sort of a diary, and in it she wrote, "The Gnath has been put in the bottle."
I feel it has something to do with what's been going on here.
Are you saying the Gnath has now popped out of the bottle?
I don't know. What's a Gnath?
I'll look in some of my old musty tomes, see what I can find.
Listen, Mojo, can you come up here?
To Inverness?
Yeah.
When?
Well, just as soon as you can.
Is it that bad?
No, not yet, but...
It's getting stronger as the moon becomes fuller.
You know there's a full moon in 4 nights.
Yes. And that's counting tonight.
I'll try to finish up here. I don't know.
Listen, there's someone here who feels that it may be...
What's her name?
Well, her name is Madame Trunknose.
Madame Trunknose?
Yeah, I know. Mojo, listen.
She works with the Celtic Tarot.
Oh, yeah?
She feels this Gnath may be an old pagan god.
What?
I know it sounds nutty, but this is a nutty place.
A pagan god? Come on.
Well, I don't believe it either, but Inverness has always had some strange energy about it. There are some old temple ruins with 7 pillars set in a circle, and the energy appears to be centered around the ruins.
But now it's spreading out. We're beginning to feel it back here in the house.
This is getting interesting.
Yeah. So when are you coming up?
Not for a couple days.
Don't wait too long.
I'll make it.
When?
Before the full moon.
Great.
It's late at night. The moon is high above the hills. Jack restlessly paces about his room. As he walks back and forth, he ducks to avoid the long, hairy neck of a stuffed giraffe that extends across his bedroom.
How can I get any sleep when I can feel the whole house trembling?
He stops before a portrait of Lady Jowls painted years ago when she was an attractive but rather stern-looking young lady.
Auntie, why did you will this place to me? What is this curse that's been uncapped and is slowly spreading across all of Inverness? That sound. It's the foxes. They've been stirred up again. Oh, it's a nice night. What's that music? I've heard it before. Where's it coming from?
Jack slips on a coat and his boots and sets off across the fields.
I think it's coming from the temple ruins.
But as he approaches the old temple with the seven pillars...
I can hear it all around me, but I just can't locate the source. It's as though no matter how hard I try, I can't get any closer to it. It's always at a distance. Wait a second. There's something moving among the pillars. It's leaping, or is it dancing? Wow, it's moving with such total abandon. Wait a minute. I know who that is. Now I can feel the earth quivering. The energy here is stronger than ever. The music stopped, but the earth and the air is still trembling, and she's still leaping. I think she's slowing down. Slower. Slower. Oops. She's fallen. Asleep. Well, you're not that heavy, but by the time I get you back to the house, I bet you will be.
As Jack slowly walks back to the mansion, he once again hears that old familiar sound.
There it is again.
He hurries to the crest of the hill, where he can see the mansion with its fourth ghostly tower lit by the silver moon.
Yeah. Nice timing. Right when I have my hands full.
He tries to run, but he doesn't get very far.
Hey, Jack, what's the hurry? I'm not going back into that tower. You can tempt me all you want, but I am not stepping back in there.
Jack staggers on across the fields, carrying Evie in his arms.
Oh, I can't possibly climb those stairs carrying you. You'll have to sleep on this sofa, Evie. There. Pleasant dreams.
What are you doing?
Oh, Lady Pompon.
Explain yourself. Well,
I found her. What?
You fondled her?
No. I found her. She was walking in her sleep.
Poodles does not walk about in her sleep.
Well, she was tonight.
Oh, look at her feet. They are simply filthy.
Yeah, well, she was outside, barefooted.
And what were you doing out there at this hour?
Well, I heard some music and... Look, I'll tell you about it in the
morning.
And
exactly where did you find Poodles?
Well, just wandering about.
It's near that decrepit temple, wasn't it?
Well, more or less.
I thought so. Poodles has an unhealthy fixation with those disgraceful ruins.
Yeah, well, I'm going to bed.
She may have been drawn there by some dark influence.
Oh, look, I doubt that.
Evil is in the air.
Yeah. Good night, Lady Pompon.
Can you not feel it?
What I feel is exhausted.
Evil has come to Inverness.
Oh, it's probably just something pagan.
Did you say pagan?
Yeah, pagan. Pagan.
Pagan evil.
Every path has a puddle.
It's morning. After an exhausting night, Jack finally awakens.
Oh.
He opens one eye and scans the room filled with stuffed animal heads, Their glassy eyes stare back at him. His parched lips slowly separate, and he feebly whispers,
"Coffee."
He crawls across the bed, staggers into his bathroom, stumbles down the stairs, and steps out into the bright sunlit patio.
Oh my God, somebody turn off that sun.
A large carafe of freshly brewed coffee from the Indonesian island of Sulawesi is waiting for him.
Oh, coffee. Thank you, Lord. I have been saved.